Justin, what is your Zoom name say?
Simdog.
It doesn't matter what your Zoom name says.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to With My Next Pick, the show where we draft a random topic and let you guys decide who you think picked the best team. I'm your host, Topa.
You can tell he stopped reading the list, piece of paper, because we told him, and he's terrible at it now. He's like trying to think off the top of his head. He's like,
no, what it was is I couldn't remember what episode number we were on. So
what episode number are we on?
I don't know. That's why I did it the way I did.
I have this crazy feeling that Kevin told you to download an app like 4 months ago that would tell you what episode number were.
What happened is my phone is full of really important documents and I don't have a lot of space and I didn't have room for that app.
So just so people are aware, that shithead is Topa.
I am Topa. And the rude one that you just heard was Kevin. And Justin, do you have anything nice to say?
I'm a rude boy.
Topa, you look good with your beard trimmed.
Thank you. Alex told me I look skinnier the other day.
You do. You look like you lost a little weight. Those planks are paying off.
All he lost was dick weight.
I got plenty of dick weight to go around.
You don't lose dick weight.
Halfway through, I was like, I don't know if I can say this.
Oh, you're so pathetic.
Speaking of pathetic, Kevin, we sucked real bad. Sports movie cameos. Justin won. We didn't get that many votes, and Justin still doubled us both.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had at least quadruple the amount that you guys had, but I digress. We don't need to get into that.
Well, I got a couple of things I would like to talk about.
Fantastic. I love when you have things to talk about.
Kevin, before you talk about those things, how did I do on the Twitter? Did I do good on the Twitter?
Yeah, you did okay on the Twitter. Not good. You still lost.
What's on your mind, Kevin? Give it to us.
I don't remember.
Dude's butts, probably.
It's not dude's butts. Not that there's anything wrong with dude's butts.
It's a pretty solid guess from you, Topa.
I honestly don't remember.
7 out of 10 times it's dude's butts, so I just figured.
It's definitely not 7 out of 10.
The odds were in my favor there.
5.5, 6?
No. It's probably like 2 times, which is a lot for a straight man. It's a lot for a straight man. Like, I'm going to admit that it's like 2 out of 10 times, which is, again, 20% of the butts that I'm thinking about is male butts.
For a straight man, that does seem rather large of a percentage of time.
I see. That's why I'm the smart one of the podcast, because I actually understand percentages, and thus 20% is an accurate number. Not, come on, 50%, 60%. I definitely think about female butts more than male butts, but there is a male butt that sneaks itself in there every once in a while.
Any specific man butts you want to talk about?
No, I'm an equal opportunity.
I have a great rump.
The thing is like, you know those videos that you see where like a guy will wear leggings on the beach and like get people to like look at his butt and they're like, aha, you thought you were looking at a girl, but it's really a dude. Like, I'm like, I appreciate a nice ass either way. It doesn't matter what the make is.
Christopher, do you remember we were talking about Kevin's browser history in the group chat the other day?
Yes.
Number one on it was guys pretending to be girls with leggings on the beach.
He had that one starred, I thought.
That's not my browsing history. That's my TikTok history. Like,
that's right.
Those are the videos that TikTok recommends for me.
Guys,
that's my for you page.
Have you ever been on TikTok so long that it tells you that you should like stop TikToking? Because Kevin at least once a day is on TikTok so long that even TikTok is like, dude, enough. Go do something else.
Yep. I can't deny that. That is true.
He said that to me one time. He was like, Justin, he was like, Tope, isn't it annoying when TikTok tells you to stop? And I'm like, I've never been on TikTok long enough for that to happen.
Like, I've had Netflix say, are you still there? I've never had TikTok say, dude, put the phone down.
So what happens is TikTok is like, they've actually put this thing, which is great. It's like this little dude with a giant Adam's apple. And he's like, I know you could just be sitting here watching TikToks all day. It's great. But like, maybe you should just get up, stretch, get a drink, and then come back. And I'm just like, fuck. Every time that happens, I feel less of a human.
Yeah, well, you probably have been less of a human since it happened. One thing I do want to shout out, fan of ours, David. He said that A should be disqualified. A was Justin's team, if you didn't know. Because there's a difference between a cameo and being a co-star. He doesn't think Andre should count. He didn't think Bobby Uecker should count. Like, to be fair, cameo is different than being a co-star. So I kind of agree with him.
To be fair, neither of you said anything nor raised a stink, so count it.
Topa raised a stink.
At the end. At the end, he did.
We have a history here with my next pick of making rules and then basically disregarding them. So, to be fair, it would have been the first time in with my next pick history that we actually went with what we said. So, who am I to tell you you couldn't have him? But I do agree with David.
Meh, David. I don't like you.
All right, well, you heard it here first, David. Don't vote for Justin.
I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you want, but I don't like you.
Justin, what does your Zoom name say?
Simdog.
It doesn't matter what your Zoom name says.
Oh, boy.
Oh, got me good. He got me good, guys.
Caught him riding dirty.
He's going to take that, shine it up real nice, and stick it straight up his own candy ass because he enjoys that. So, I did win.
Hold on. Justin, I have a problem. I unfortunately lost the victory lap. It's a temporary loss, but it is gone. So I think we have to do loser's lament for Christopa, who has yet to win in season two and also was horrible today.
Oh boy.
I 100% agree with that. Can I just plug the Alzheimer's Walk donation thing again?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I wasn't expecting a no there. I wasn't prepared.
Or what about like Lahu Zaher?
Loser, loser, double loser, as if whatever. Get the picture, duh.
Oh yeah, so I gotta be honest, I've disappointed myself. I don't know if it's because Kevin lives with me now, but I'm slowly turning into a Kevin. I can't seem to get out of my own way.
You can't.
I've come in last. I came in second in the first couple episodes, but the last few, I've been atrocious.
Yeah, you're terrible.
So
we've done 7 episodes. I think it's 3-3-1, and that one goes to Ronnie, not even you.
Yeah, well,
you suck,
Ronnie. I knew he was a great guest. Maybe he should take my spot. I don't know. Hopefully today I can get off the snide. I can right the ship, if you will.
I don't think so.
Probably not. The odds are not in my favor.
My feet are hurting. Can you talk to me a little bit about the walk? I don't know. I tried to segue. I've been drinking too much.
That was a terrible segue.
That was a really good segue into walking. Yes, guys, so I'm still accepting donations. We're about, I think, 20-ish days out from the walk, maybe a little more than that.
What day is the walk, do you know?
When is the walk? October something.
When's the last day to donate?
The day before the walk. So I can actually, I mean, I could pull it up now, but I'll have that information in the post that I plan on putting in the group probably not tomorrow, not Thursday, sometime this weekend, maybe Saturday, Sunday, for donations again. You can actually join me on the walk if you want. I really don't want many of you to join me because I don't like any of you.
Kevin will be there.
I definitely don't want Topa and Kevin joining me. If a fan wants to join me, then that'd be fantastic. But again, it is for a good cause. We don't have to go into all that. You guys already know. We have talked about it before, but I am still accepting donations, and I have received many generous donations, so I do appreciate that, and thank you guys very much.
Oh, yeah. Remind me on Friday. I'm going to donate to you. I forgot.
Ah, that's payday, isn't it?
Why can't you donate today?
Because it's payday's Friday. I'm going to make a more sizable donation on Friday.
That's fair.
I got a lot of money in the railroads.
The thing is, his expendable budget is lower until Friday.
That's right. What if something comes up? You know, I'm in the process of trying to buy a house. What if something comes up and I need money and I gave it to Justin? I'm going to feel real bad taking it back.
Well, you're not going to get it back, to be fair. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. Like, I'm probably not going to give it back.
Well, that's why I got to wait till Friday. Anyways, why don't you get to our promo, Justin?
19 days until our walk. It is 19 days until our walk, everybody.
October 4th?
October 4th, which is a Sunday. I will be walking.
Sunday fun day.
So, thank you guys. Yeah, let's get to our promo. All right. Tonight's episode is brought to you by the chemical compound H2O, the essence of wetness, the WAP, if you will. H2O has come out with a whole new invention, straight from Detroit Avenue. When you have consumed a poisonous mushroom, rush to your freezer and grab some ice, baby, and a pound of bacon and kiss your butt goodbye.
I'm not really sure who the sponsor is.
It's H2O, you idiot.
H2O is the sponsor? What does that have to do with water? With mushrooms.
Poisonous mushrooms.
Like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly.
Some would argue that a WAP was our sponsor.
Topa, how are you supposed to wash down the poisonous mushroom unless with water? You can't mix that shit with soda.
That's true.
Couldn't agree more.
Be a bad reaction for sure.
No.
Anyways, for this episode, we've decided to jump back into the vast world of music. Specifically the artist who had one huge hit and then they fell off the face of the earth. So today, we're going to draft our favorite one-hit wonders. And Justin, you won, so you get to pick the order.
Not quite.
Loser's Lament. Oh, we did a Loser's Lament.
Loser's Lament.
So I get to pick the order. Okay. Well, poop.
See, this is why I had to correct it, because I knew Topa was not ready. You know, I love, if Topa doesn't have the script in front of him, he falls apart.
I'm an actor. I'm not an improviser. I'm here. I'm a classically trained actor. I don't improvise. I'm going to have Justin go first, and then I'm going to go second, and then dumb Kevin will go last.
All right, because there are two picks that I really want, and I hope I can get them with the last two.
I hope you get neither. I hope Justin takes one of them first. I take the other one second.
I know I will get one of them. 100%.
Well, I hope you are wrong. Mm. Kevin, before we get into this, are there any rules you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah, I think I got like three rules. The first rule is Beck is not a one-hit wonder.
I'm a loser, baby. No one else knows any of my other songs.
So they got to be one-hit wonders. And I guess the best way we're going to go through this is we're going to fight about it. So if Topa tries to take the Eagles, obviously they're not. And it's just kind of be a, you know, honor system.
But if you're going to tell me that somebody's not a one-hit wonder, you better come correct with their second hit.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to name the second hit, and then it's going to be like a two-thirds vote.
Yeah, I get it. I know. So
because Beck is definitely a one-hit wonder.
No, it's not. No. The second rule is we eliminated rap songs from the 2000s and beyond. Just because they were throwing money out. They were throwing money out.
That could be an episode in its own right.
Yeah, like every rapper had his own freaking label, and he had one rapper who had one song under him. So
I was live reading a comment in the Facebook group for With My Next Pick. Can you repeat that one more time? So rap songs after the 2000s.
After the 2000s, yeah.
No good.
No good. Bueno.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Because there are a billion of them.
I only have one on my list. I don't remember what year it is, so maybe I'll say it, and you guys will try to call me out. It'll be fun.
And then we also talked about no songs within the last 10 years.
Why don't you just let me fucking get my rules out?
Well, because, you know, Justin got to talk during the segment. I just wanted to be included.
No, but he wants to include you in anything.
Topa has super FOMO. Super FOMO.
So, yes, Justin actually came up with this rule, and it is a good rule. I don't want to say it's a hard, fast rule of the last 10 years. I'd say, like, 10-ish years. Like, if a song came out in 2008, they might still potentially be a one-hit wonder, and they might not. So we'll see. Like, Carly Rae Jepsen was, like, until she put out that Full House song, was basically a one-hit wonder. So, like,
it'll be an argument. I think a good example is, like, 2011, that Gotye, somebody that I used to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Dropped that. Like, maybe they could eventually come out with another album, and I don't think that should count.
Yeah.
Seems unlikely.
It does seem unlikely, but
it doesn't matter. That if you are taking that song, and you've already lost this draft.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are some bangers on this list.
Gonna go ahead and cross that one off the list.
All right, I'll get us started here. Drum roll, please. I don't have a good list. I don't have a good numero uno. But I'm gonna go with my favorite song off of the list, and it's going to be Stacey's Mom by Fountain of Wayne.
Shit, there goes one.
Yes.
Stacey's Mom.
I mean, that is a hit. Like, if you hear that song, you play it and you sing it. And you usually sing at the top of your lungs and you're psyched about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And go ahead, name me another Fountain
of
Wayne.
No, it is. And he just died too.
R.I.P.
Yeah, so no. Big rip. Justin, that was one of the two that I was hoping to get with my first pick, so good job.
I was on my way home, I put on a One Hit Wonders playlist. That was the first song, and I was excited.
Yeah, like, Stacey, can I come over after school? Ooh, 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 ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. All right, with my first pick, I'm going to take Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. I love that song. Getting Rick rolled is a rite of passage to anybody who's ever been on the internet. Click the link, you think it's going to be something awesome, and then there he is in all of his 1980s wonder, Rick Astley. Never Gonna Give You Up. I love that song.
Never gonna give you up.
So that's a good pick. That's not a good enough pick. I thought there were two clear first round picks. Stacey's Mom was one of them, and I believe in a thing called love. Do, 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 Oh yeah, give me darkness. I believe in a thing called love. I thought that was the other one I had to have. That was any girl's song in whatever it was, 2006, 2004. So very happy with that one. And then
meh.
I love that song. So
I love the song too, but it's just meh.
Yeah, but you suck at this, so what do I care?
That's true. I'm the new Kevin.
Mambo number 5 with my
No, that's the one I wanted
pick.
Though. Damn it.
Lou freaking Bega. Mambo number 5.
That's a good one. It's a good one, but it's not the best of its kind.
I actually do think it is the best of its kind, cuz I know which other one you're talking about. This one's better.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. I'm going to take MC Hammer. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Did he really only have one? The dude blew up. How does this dude only have one?
That's why he blew up and then went bankrupt. He only had the one song. Eventually, people are sick and tired of hearing that they can't touch it.
No. No one's sick and tired of hearing Can't Touch This. But all his other songs were hot trash.
It's so bad. Like, I don't know how that happens.
So I don't know if you've actually listened to another MC Hammer song, but it's like he tried to recreate Can't Touch This every time and failed.
Can't Touch This Part 2.
Yeah, that's literally like it's bad.
You shouldn't touch this.
With my pick in the second round, I had two underlined here and one bolded, and I don't know what I meant to make more popular, but luckily I had back-to-back picks. So
hold on. So your ranking system has different setups. You don't have a key, Justin? You got to have a key for these things.
You got to have a key, yeah.
No. I need a key at the bottom to remember. I have bold, underline, and italics on my notes in my phone.
Good.
And I don't remember what means what, but I'm just going to go with my heart. So this is the story of a girl who cried the river and drowned the whole world by 9 days. Story of a girl.
I believe the song is called Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's called Absolutely Story of a Girl.
Absolutely in parenthesis, Story of a Girl.
But we're going to put Story of a Girl because no one knows what Absolutely is. Everyone knows what Story of a Girl
is. I mean, I wrote down Absolutely, so...
Sounds like it might have been too late. Yeah. We might have to save some characters.
And then I'd like to grab a song that every gentleman can get behind. Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. What do you got? That's not in 2000.
No, I'm debating if it was the one I actually wanted to take instead of Mambo No. 5. Mambo No. 5 is really good, but Baby, I think I might have picked the wrong one.
Baby Got Back still plays in clubs to this day in a weird version of it, but I always enjoy it. I always enjoy it.
What do you mean a weird version? Are you talking about the Anaconda song by Nicki Minaj?
Anaconda, don't.
No, I mean yes and no. No. I don't mean like Anaconda. I mean, like, they'll start with Baby Got Back, and then the DJ will try to be a DJ, but, like, you're a local DJ getting paid $100 to be there that night. Like, you're not that good, so just let the song play. And then Anaconda will come on. It'll be like, my Anaconda, don't. And then Nicki Minaj is singing. You get what I'm saying?
I hope I don't know what you're saying.
So trust me, it's not enjoyable. But Baby Got Back is a great song, so I'm taking it.
All right. Well, that's fair. I am going to take... this Uh-oh. Terrible song.
He's starting to fall apart.
I'm going to take Mbop.
Ugh, I hate that Mbop. Song so much. Oh, I hate that song.
But it is the definition of a one-hit wonder because everybody knows it.
Yeah,
and
no,
they've never in the million they've never even come close to capturing that again.
Oh god, I hate that Mbop song. And you know what the worst part about Mbop? You must have heard it, what, like...
Everything is the worst.
8, 6, 7, 5, 309 times? Like, it's crazy.
I see what you did there.
Give me Jenny, 8, 6, 7, 5, 309 with my next pick. That is another song I don't even know who sings that.
Tommy Two-Tone, baby.
Oh, that's right. I did know that. It is Tommy Two-Tone.
I looked it up today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so give me that one.
My thing about that song is... I just know it from like whatever commercial or like whatever.
That's what a lot of these are though, Justin.
You know, what I found was a lot of one-hit wonders are like theme songs to shows.
Or movies, yeah.
Like a theme song to show or in a movie.
I don't know if it was a theme song to a show, but like, I don't know if it's going to get picked, but like Top Gun has a bunch of one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
Rocky song has a one-hit wonder.
There's one specifically I'm thinking of that if it wasn't for this movie, I don't think anyone would ever know the song, but because of the movie...
I bet you I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Because of the movie, everyone loves it, including myself. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. All right, give me... This song, I gotta be honest, I don't understand how they're a one-hit wonder. And I don't mean it like they have other songs. they're clearly a one-hit wonder, but this song is so good that they should give me My Worst Enemy, My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. I love that song. It's so good.
I always thought that was Blink-182.
I thought it was Sum 41. I didn't think it was Blink-182, but yeah. It's such a good song, but like...
I don't even know what song it is.
Yes, you do.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? That's a good song.
Didn't mean to show you that.
That is a good pick. That is a good song. I didn't know it by name, which may hurt you in the voting system.
No, I don't.
If they listen to the episode, which they should be doing, that's a good pick.
People will know it. And the 2020 version is, I didn't mean to show you that.
What does he say? In the old
version. I didn't mean to call you that, which also could work in 2020. I'm going back to the 80s. I'm going to take Take On Me by Aha.
That
was bolded. So whatever that means in my ranking system, good pick.
I was hoping it would have been underlined, but I'll take the bold.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure underline is better.
Do you ever bold, underline, italic something?
Yes, that means
that's a big one, right?
So what I do is if I know I won, and I'm going to have the first pick unless Kevin cucks me and gives you a loser's lament bull crap. I bold, italic, and underlined, so I know, like, right, that's my first
pick. So Stacy's mom was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Stacy's mom was, but then, like, the last two were just underlined, and I couldn't remember what it meant. All right, so I'm going to take the song that I was talking about, because I love this song, from The Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that song, and that is absolutely a one-hit wonder. I mean, Simple Minds, I had to look up who sang it, because I had no clue.
I knew, that's exactly what I thought you were talking
about.
Yep,
yeah, and that's, I was going to say, actually, the 80s was, like, famous for, like,
yes,
songs that, yes, that were attached to one movie, and then they didn't do anything else. Like I said, Rocky's another one, and we've had Rocky, I hope nobody takes it, because we've talked about the Rocky song, like, 600 times.
You got another one, Justin.
Yeah, come on, Sims.
Stop eyebrowing us. Stop eyebrowing us and get to business.
Oh, you guys look so handsome, though. I'm going to go with Always Something There to Remind Me, My Naked Eyes.
Always there something remind me.
Yeah, nailed it, Kevin.
I already know what my last two picks are going to be.
Yeah, I've been looking and hoping that these last two picks fall in order for me, but this one already fell to me. I'm going to think Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
No, shit, no! David, I thought I had it!
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date? I love that song.
Damn it!
Never mind all the spoofs that came out about that song.
I love that he can't sing, but he insists on singing his own chorus.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Love it. Give me Just a Friend by Biz Markie. That's
a good pick. If any of you are going to compete with me, it's going to be you because of that song.
Yeah, I thought I had that song, and I thought I had this last song, and I was going to run away with this. Damn, yeah, you're going to
run into a wall.
Hopefully.
He's gonna run first.
He's gonna run into a wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You dumb? Enjoying yourselves?
Yeah, I think we're all set. Go ahead.
Give me Give me Ice Ice Baby with this pick by Vanilla Ice. I still love this song. I can't, but I really wanted to have Ice Ice Baby and Just a Friend and close the shit out. Damn it.
Stop. Collaborate and listen.
All right, the last pick. All right, give me... Damn it, I'm between two. I wonder if this is the one Justin's talking about, and I'm debating. I think I'm going to take it, but I don't really want it. But whatever. Give me What Is Love by Hathaway from... what's that movie with the head bopping?
Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, Night at the Roxbury.
Not the one I was talking about, but decent pick. And I mean, like, as mediocre as Topher is funny.
Suck a dick. All right, well, with my last pick, this draft is just about in the books, so you don't have to go home, Justin, but you can't stay here. I'm taking Closing Time by Semisonic.
By Semi-Chub, whatever.
Semi-something. I think it's Semisonic.
It's Semi-Chubs.
That's another song. Everybody knows it. Nobody knew who sung it, and they never did anything again, so give me Closing Time. It's just fitting at the end of this draft.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on, Justin. Like I'm now going to look up because I want to. I'm hoping that they aren't a one-hit wonder. And I
we call that synergy, Kevin. I have to end the draft, and I also picked Closing Time. It's synergy.
You're not closing the draft.
I closed my draft.
Oh. Yeah, I got.
They nothing. Have they have a song called FNT, and it's great.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
I got nothing. So there you go.
Yeah, literally. If you looked up, so if you looked them up on Apple, their, so Apple will show you their, like, the band's top five songs. It's closing time from five different albums.
Yeah.
Well, when you know what, when you found a hit, you found a hit. You just keep rolling with it.
So they are certainly not a one hit wonder. All right. So I don't know if this was going to pass, and I'm willing to argue it. With my last pick, I would like to take It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
No, he has Angel.
Girl, Angel's not a hit, in my opinion.
Yeah, my darling.
It's played like Angel at weddings sometimes. It's not a hit.
It was on Now That's What I Call Music.
It's not a hit.
This is why, Justin, I'm not going to allow it. Because I found out that the girl I was dating at, like, this happened like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. The girl that I was hooking up with went to the same concert as my mother. And it was a goddamn Shaggy concert.
That's not a good reason not to allow it.
And my mother is not going to Shaggy, the one-hit wonder. So
no.
First of all, yes, she is.
No, she's not.
His second most popular song is Mr. Bombastic.
Oh, so
yeah,
okay.
Mr. Bombastic. Yeah,
no, Mr. Bombastic, Angel.
Not a hit.
This guy's a beast.
Not a hit.
I'm going to listen to Shaggy right now. Can we wrap this up so I can put the Shaggy playlist on?
Yeah, why don't you just hit my mom up? She's got a playlist probably.
She probably has
gladly,
a CD.
Gladly.
Borrow. Mr. Bombastic.
All right.
I don't know the rest of the words. No one does.
So you said no rap songs out of the 2000s.
This is where Justin just tries to sneak all of his rule breakers bias.
I feel like, well, I know that you guys also want to watch the Celtics, so you're just going to let one go eventually. But I do feel like this is literally a one-hit wonder. Like, you got to give me a break here. Because I Got High by Afro Man.
I'm okay with Because I Got High.
I don't know what year it came out.
2003, I think. I looked it up today.
Wait, isn't that by that group? They've got more than one.
No, it's Afro Man.
Afro Man?
Yeah, Afro Man's got a couple of songs. Afro Man, I think actually, I'm like, no kidding. Like, I think Afro Man's got two songs.
Colt 45 is an Afro Man song.
Yeah.
Afro I might Man, just know that because.
I forgot that.
And
that,
Crazy
that's kind
rap
of a hit
too.
Then.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll let that go.
You're getting closer.
Yeah, I am. That was closer. Honorable mentions to My Sharona, Rapper's Delight, and Damn. The Macarena.
I had all three of those on my list.
So did I.
Honorable mention to Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing.
any more?
Justin, do you want to just go two more picks? We would have already been done with two more rounds.
Because I couldn't, I didn't want to take it, but I'm gonna take Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang.
So wow, this
I gave
an
honorable mention and then I took it.
You got an honorable mention and it got picked in the draft. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's the first time that's ever happened.
Justin, you had the first pick. You took Stacy's Mom. Absolutely. Baby Got Back. Don't You Forget About Me. Always Something There to Remind Me. And Rapper's Delight.
For those of you listening at home, absolutely is. This is a story of a girl who cried the river and drowned the whole world.
I hate that song. I hate that song. All right, I have the second pick. I took Never Gonna Give You Up, Can't Touch This, Bop, Take On Me, Just a Friend, and Closing Time. I like this list a lot. Closing Time, gonna end this episode so we can go watch the Celtics. Kevin, you're the last pick. You picked I Believe in a Thing Called Love, Mambo Number 5, 8675309, My Own Worst Enemy, Ice Ice Baby, and What Is Love?
Yeah, I got beat out twice for picks, so I will be pleasantly surprised if I win. I put together a good team, but I think if I've got Stacey's Mom, if I've got Just a Friend, it's already over. Also, yeah. We missed Brandy and Butterfly by Crazy Town, and No Rain.
Nothing Compares to You
Mellon.
By Sinead O'Connor.
No, let's go. review.
If I could change one thing, I wouldn't have picked Oombop. But it is too late. Justin, read the review, please.
When are they supposed to vote, fool?
You just did the review thing. This
yeah,
episode.
But I do whatever I fucking want.
Will be released.
As we all do, I want the record to show.
This episode will be released on Thursday.
Will it?
Which means.
You sure?
If you follow us at With My Next Pick on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you can vote on Friday.
If you follow us at With My Next Pick on Facebook, at With My Next Pick on Twitter, at Facebook, Instagram, on With My Next Pick. That's I miss it. When you used to say that too much.
Justin's officially been muted. I'm taking over the review segment so that we can get this damn episode finished.
Reviews.
I'm Kevin and I want to watch the Celtics. All right. This
I mean,
episode's review is by Jill Rod!
You don't say exclamation point. You just got to say Jill Rod.
This episode is by Jill Rod, exclamation point. Awesome podcast. A fun podcast, exclamation point. Very easy to listen to and enjoy the different topics. Favorite episode is best Harry Potter characters. Keep it up.
You put the exclamation point after the wrong word. You said fun with so much pizzazz, and then you just said podcast like it was just a regular word.
No, we're not reading. We're not reading it again. Great job.
Thank
Jill
you,
Rod.
Jill Rod.
We loved your review.
Please leave us more reviews. We'll read them here if we think they're funny. Again, this episode will be out on Thursday, which means you'll be voting on Friday at With My Next Pick, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For Kevin and Justin, I'm Topa. We're going to go watch the Celtics game now. I love when Kevin has nothing there. He just looks like a deer in the headlights. He's just like...